Welcome back.
To blah, I know you blah, missed. Blah. No.
What's our intro again?
I always mess it up.
I know you missed us.
No, I was just saying.
What is that gossip, girl?
No, I was just saying. I know you missed us.
Oh. Yes. Well, we missed you too. Welcome back to blah blah blah.
Welcome back to my couch. We are so excited to be talking to you guys today.
We know we have to do
our intro.
Don't
we do like our intro and then we say our names?
Yes.
Well, I'm Cicely.
Welcome back to blah blah blah. I'm Cicely.
One more time.
Welcome back to blah blah blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulema.
And today we're going to be talking about beating the winter blues.
Yes. Which yes. is really fitting because we woke up this morning and it was a winter freaking wonderland.
It was a movie. It is a movie still outside there. I have a tree outside my apartment and it's just full of snow.
It really excites me because the last time that it snowed was last week and it didn't stick. It started like the sun came out halfway through the day. I was like so excited just to have a cozy day all day long.
Yeah.
Make soup. Like bake. You know what I mean?
I love eating a soup on a winter day.
Under my blanket.
Don't even get me started. No.
But it didn't stick and then it started raining and swept it all away.
You're kidding.
You know.
You were here. You better get some justice for that.
It was so sad.
I know. Everyone was like, oh, huge winter storm a brewing.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, where?
Here, I guess, now.
Here.
Yeah. I know. It was delayed a little bit.
But now I'm kind of getting nervous because it's getting sunny out, which I like, obviously. But I'm like, I don't want it to melt. Like, it's already falling off the tree and it's already like becoming slush. I'm like, our winters
after
are just
the
not
first
the same.
Hour of snow in New York is just gross.
Yeah, which is so disappointing.
That's why you have to enjoy it. I got up this morning and I literally put my phone away, which I've been meaning to do this for days and days and days. I keep saying I'm going to get up and like read instead of looking at my phone while I eat breakfast. And I actually did it this morning. I put my phone away and then I took my book out and I read my book while I eat my breakfast. And then it was snowing and it was so perfect.
You want to tell the babblers what you're reading?
Speaking of your book, I probably already have a tidbit.
Oh, do you? Well, of course I'm reading A Court of Thorns and Roses. Like, of course. The rest of the world, the rest of the girlies. If you know, you know. If you don't, you should know. And it's the best series ever, ever, ever. I'm like 20 pages and then I'm on the fourth one. So I'm like really excited.
How many are there?
I don't know. I think there's like five, but then she has another series called Crescent City, I think.
Where did
which
she
is supposed
get
to be amazing.
Names?
I want to read that one next.
Okay. I need to read it. I ordered my first G's. I didn't want to text G asking what was the first one because I knew she would get too much satisfaction.
It was the best day of my life.
It was literally the best text I think she's ever received in her life. I was like, what's the first book? Because this girl has been talking about it for so long and I don't know. I've just heard so many people talk about it. And she was like, I've been waiting for this one. And I ordered it on Amazon. It is literally back ordered.
It sucks because that's a great
insane.
Plane book.
I know. So I think I'm literally going to go to McNally Jackson today and get it. Which the thought of going in public and asking for this book.
No, that's terrifying.
It like hurts my soul a little bit.
No,
but I know it's going to be good.
That
I think
people will
probably
be
read it.
They will respect you if you ask for
also,
it.
Also, the
it's
thing
not what
is,
you think.
Rise up.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm literally going on like a really long flight today. I'm going to Paris with my family, and
it's actually not that long.
Yeah.
How long is it? It's like less
hours.
Than going to
4 hours or something.
4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually
we got
crazy.
On the flight and we thought, oh my god, this long international flight. It was less time than going to California.
Like
oh my god. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe I don't need that book, but I do. But I'm going to go to McNally Jackson today after this is done. I need to run my little ASS over there and get it. Because
well, I need to get the next
I need
book.
It.
So
okay,
I'll
fine.
Go with you.
Okay, I'll come with you guys.
Okay, and you'll get the first one.
We get the first one. Okay.
Yes, 100%.
Oh,
I want to read
be
it.
Hey, Jenny.
Okay, speaking of getting up, I want to do this new thing where I put my phone in another room.
Yes.
Because you need an alarm clock then.
Yeah, but I'm going to set the alarm so that I have to get up.
Oh,
and
I
like
see.
Turn
smarty,
it off.
Smarty, smart.
Yeah, because my problem is I don't want to spend 2 hours on my phone in the morning.
No.
I'm over that.
No, I think it's like messing with my dreams and everything. I was telling Zoe I had literally the worst dream of my life last night.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a crazy dream too, yeah.
I don't
know
weird
what
too,
was happening. I didn't
happening.
Even drink. Like, I was just like, I had a poppy last night, and I think that must have popped up in my head and whatever. I had a dream that my boyfriend broke up with me.
Oh.
This is all in one day. You came up to me and you were like, I no longer want to be friends with you.
Oh.
Zoo came up to me and said she no longer wants to be friends with me. And then I came back to my apartment and Zoo was like, I moved in. And she's like,
to my apartment.
And she kicked me out.
Oh my goodness gracious.
She said, friendship over. You don't get your apartment anymore.
Sizzly. That's insane.
You, something's going on.
No, literally, something's going on.
Me saying I don't want to be friends with you and your boyfriend breaking up with you, that's like a major stress.
I know. Yeah, but I'm not even stressed.
Yeah, but you are. Because if you,
I think I looked it up and it was like abandonment. You have like a fear of abandonment or something. I don't know. Don't trust Google. Yeah. You guys better stick around.
We gotta unpack that in therapy.
Yeah, let's unpack that.
I know. We'll unpack that later.
Have you been writing your dreams down?
I wrote my dreams down, which has really helped me like remember them. And I also got this sleep app because I literally talk in my sleep. And I have been recently waking myself up talking. Like, I never talk that much that I wake myself up. Like, I, in the middle of the night, will be like, and I don't know. I just don't know. And I'm like, what was that? And it's me talking. And it's kind of spooky and it feels really weird. And I've also been like waking myself up snoring recently. And I'm not a snorer. Like, I don't snore.
Well, you are now.
Now I do. And so, I've been waking myself up like.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, no. I just don't think I'm getting like the right like position for breath. You know, like, I think something's going on. So I got this app that tracks your like sleeping and it tracks your talking. But I got the free version. So I can only listen to what it tracks in the morning. And I only get my top three highlights. I can't listen to everything.
Which is such a bummer because I want to hear what you're saying.
I should screen record. If there's any good ones, I'm going to screen record them. And I'll share
them
with you guys.
How much do you have to pay?
It's like $30 or something. It's expensive. What? I know. Whoa, wait. But there's probably cheaper
monthly?
Ones. Yes, monthly.
What? That's insane.
I know, because it tracks, like, it's like a health, fitness, whatever. But this is the number one free one.
Okay.
And so you do get like three top sounds of the night. But what I've realized is in New York City, that's kind of difficult because I think it's more so tracking my outdoor noises than my indoor noises. It literally was like animal noises. And I was like, and so I clicked on it and it was like, wee, 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 wee. I'm like, that's literally a fire truck or an ambulance going by.
There should be like a New York City setting.
Yeah, there should be a new, there really should. Like, and I want to go up to Maine and try it out, you know?
That would be good. Very
that would be good.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I was thinking about our episode today because last night one thing that I've been doing to beat the winter blues is drinking like a sleepy girl.
I just want to make the sleepy girl mocktail.
A sleepy girl thing. I love it so much. I literally went and bought like the tart cherry juice, like so specific.
I want
and
it.
Crazy of me.
You're so wild for that.
I'm so unhinged.
I'm so jealous.
Wild and crazy. But I did that. But also what I've been doing is I've been doing like a sleepy time tea. You know, like the kind of like
I love those.
Sleepy time one with the bear on it.
The bear in the little hat.
It's like the best flavor of tea.
Obsessed.
That. And then a scoop of the Moon Juice magnesium powder.
Oh, yeah. I want to try that.
In the tea.
Yeah.
And it is so good. But also, it's like almost like a sweet
berry. Oh, so you make like an iced tea of the tea.
No.
Oh.
A hot tea. And then you just put a scoop of the magnesium powder in it. I think that powder is actually supposed to be for hot drinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It probably dissolves better.
Oh, yeah. It dissolves instantly. And then it adds this almost like just a little bit of like a sweet flavor to it.
Yeah.
And it's so good. And I feel like I sleep so well, like a rock.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
And that has been like, I've been looking forward to like making
it's
that
so
at
nice
night.
To have like a little like treat.
I feel like that's the key to beating the winter blues, honestly, is like having things to look forward to.
Yeah. I agree.
Like something to get you through your day.
Like little things.
Yeah.
What have you guys been doing?
What I've been doing, I love to have like, okay, well, since it started like snowing and like kind of being like gloomy out, which I actually like love gloomy weather. So like beating the winter blues is not often difficult for me because I love like nesting and like getting all cozy. But I've been journaling. I usually journal like here on the couch or like in my bed or whatever.
Yeah.
I've been journaling with my coffee on my table.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's cute.
And then like looking out the window and like describing what I see because I think, I mean, I like love my apartment. I'm not going to like live here forever. So it's just like, I think about my journal and like I was rereading my like journal entries on like all my journals are on my bookshelf. I was rereading them a couple of days ago and I was like, it's all about like my problems and my issues and like things that like were important in the morning, in the moment and like taught me a lot. But like, maybe I don't like, it's not like stuff I necessarily like need to like go back and like read. It's like not very interesting, I guess, but it's interesting in its own regard, whatever. But I would have loved to like describe like my environment. Like, and I think as I get older, like thinking about like where I am and how I feel and like placing myself like in that moment is something that I'm trying to like focus on more so than like writing about like, oh, blah, 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 did this and blah, blah, blah. You know, like it's like almost feels like more about like reflection rather than like just describing like the things that are happening in my life. Like, I'll like literally journal and I'm like, my old journal entries, I'm like, oh, I went to the grocery store and then I came home and then my boyfriend came over and then we did this, we made nachos, which is like nice, but it's like like you're saying with the podcast, like almost like a lesson or whatever, like placing yourself. And I think when I start to like journal about like my surroundings and stuff, it also like
almost with the podcast, what?
With the podcast of like having like a lesson with the podcast, you know, like having like something to like leave like viewers with at the end of it, you know, it's almost like I'm trying to do that with my journal entries less so than like my routine,
like how you're feeling in a moment, not just like what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which that took me a long time to get to, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel that too. And also just like realizing what you have and being grateful for that. Cause I feel like so often I'm like worrying about all these small things, but when I take a step back and I'm like, 5 years ago, if I would have like imagined myself in this scenario, I would have been like, oh my God,
I know,
can't believe she's doing that. I can't believe I'm living in New York.
I know.
In like this apartment that is beautiful and I get to like work and do poker nights with my friends.
Yeah, it's, I love pretty that. Great.
Because you're always, I feel like sometimes waiting until something's finished to appreciate it, or you're at a certain point. I think about with my apartment, like, oh, once all the furniture is in that I want, once it's fully decorated, once my curtains are up, like then I'll be like so satisfied with it or whatever. But then the actual just journey of like getting there
is so exciting.
Is like so
it's
fun.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
No, literally though.
No, it is.
I also think like in winter, I although I do love to nest, I'm always like similar, in a similar vein to what you're saying, I'm always like, oh, like once it's summer, like I'm gonna be so happy.
Yeah.
And like, oh, once it's summer, I'm gonna feel so good. Or once it's summer, like I'll get back into this because it just feels easier. Whereas like I'm trying to like challenge myself to just like do my things now, even though it is like winter and it is cold. It's, like get out and do something, you know?
It's like thinking about that saying of like what you resist persists.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's so true with if you are just pushing away winter and not leaning into it, or like wishing that something was something else. Like,
yeah.
Going out on the town and like trying to be outside as if it's like spring or summer. Yeah. Meanwhile, your high heel boots are in the slush.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be uncomfortable. And also I feel like it's just going to be longer and more painful the more you like resist it, rather than being like, why don't I cook a yummy meal inside, or like have my friends over for a cozy night rather than wishing that it was different.
Yeah.
You know,
even like what you resist persists, like you'll have the same thoughts in the summer too. You'll be like, oh my God, it's so hot, I can't do this.
I can't wait for winter.
I can't wait for winter. I'm like, I'm gonna wait till winter to do that. But it's like,
like
it'll continue to prolong no matter the season.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes you just have to accept that like you're in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And like feel that, really like embrace the bad mood and know that like it's temporary and you're gonna get over it. Because like every month, like I know that there's gonna be like a couple days where I'm just mad at everything and everyone, and it feels like I'm gonna feel that way forever. Yeah. And I have to remember, like, okay, I feel this way. Like every winter, I'm gonna feel depressed.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get over it. And like this is that's just like a moment, and like it's okay. You can feel sad for a second and move past it.
I literally like wrote that. I said, lean into it, get cozy, like in my notes, because there's no avoiding it. And especially in New York City, it's like getting your groceries is like such a hassle. Getting your laundry, like you just literally cannot avoid walking around in the slush. Like you just have to do it and like appreciate it, and then like make yourself comfortable in like other ways, you know?
Yeah.
While you're uncomfortable with like the weather.
And also knowing that it's like nothing, it's not your fault that you're feeling that way. Yeah. It can be like so many things, like it's so gloomy outside, or like hormones, like our hormones are crazy a lot of the times.
Also like your environment affects you so much, and some people just like love the winter and so like that's where they thrive. Some people don't. And I like, I've seen like all of these like videos of like, it's just so funny, like on TikTok it'll show like the how your environment changes you, and it's like these like people like living in like, I don't even know, like the Midwest or something. It's like all this snow, and then they like move to Florida, or they move like somewhere like warm, and it's like they're like a completely different person. So it's like it affects you so much, like your weather, but the weather. But I also think like I would take seasons over like anything.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I'm from San Francisco and there's like some like weather changes in San Francisco, but it is very much like Groundhog Day every single day. And I grew up in Maine mostly, and then I moved to San Francisco when I was in high school, or in middle school, primary school. And I remember like we moved there in the summer, and it was August, and it was so hot, and like every single day was the same. Like every single day was so hot, and like for that entire year essentially, like it would rain a couple of days. And I remember my mom being like, oh my God, like I literally can't get anything done. Like I feel so guilty, like being inside, or cleaning or like getting work done. She's like, I feel like I have to like be outside all the time because mm-hmm. coming from Maine, it's like you didn't get those all the time. And I remember like thinking, I was like, are you crazy? Like I can be in the pool like 24/7. That's so nice. But like, even though it's like winter can affect you, you can have winter blues, like even like the opposite too can affect people, you know, like having sun all the time.
In the summer in New York, it's so hot. I can barely, mm-hmm. you can barely do anything. I know. Too.
Unbearable. Yeah. I'd prefer the winter. Do you guys like winter time? Like not just seasons, but do you like winter as a season?
I do for like a month.
Yeah.
And then I'm over it.
My favorite, I feel like
February and March are the worst because the holidays are over.
Yeah. I just feel like spring is where I thrive. I love spring. I love spring. Well, and you're a
spring girly.
Birthday girly.
Birthdays in May.
Yeah.
I just love.
Maybe that's why I like the winter, because
you're a winter girl.
December girly. It's in my blood. It's in your blood. I have a cold, cold heart.
You're literally a vampire. Okay, Elsa. You're literally a vampire diary.
My braids and like Elsa.
Yeah.
I love the spring and I love the fall because I love when things are like changing. I feel like really like invigorated by like seasons changing, and even when it goes from fall to winter, like I love that. I love when it goes, I spring from summer, I don't really feel, and summer is just so hard in New York. I love it, but it's so hard. But I just like, I get so invigorated by change. And so like Zoo's saying, like in the beginning of winter, I love it, like for a month, because I'm like, ooh. I also love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. I love like those holidays. Like I love just being with family.
Something I also used to feel that way, that like February and March are the worst months ever because the holidays are over. And I'm starting to like feel differently about it because I like the fact that there's no like expectations. There's this weird feeling during the holidays that is also can be really fun and invigorating, of you feel like you need to be doing all of these holiday
themed
things. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like October, November, December goes by so fast because it's so busy. It's the holidays. It's multiple holidays in a row.
Yeah.
Like bang, bang, bang. They hit
a lot of money.
It's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of traveling.
And then it's like so peaceful right now.
It is really peaceful. I've actually been liking it this year. I've been loving it. But also it's like exciting because I just moved in.
Yeah. But I don't know. There's something about, you don't feel any, I feel like in the summer in New York, there's this stress of you need to be out on a sidewalk drinking an Aperol Spritz every day that it's nice out because it's, you know, everyone's so excited that it's summer. But I don't feel any guilt for not doing anything or staying inside. And I don't know.
Honestly, you're
nice
so
about
right
it.
Because on Friday and Saturday night, and I'm just alone, I'm like,
so happy.
I'm happy. I'm not like, oh my God, there's so many people at Dimes Square. I should be there. I mean, I kind of do feel that anyways, but
I just I'm such a nester, and I love like cooking at home and like watching TV that like, and I think that coupled with the fact that I have such aggressive FOMO, like I am so like in on board with you of like, I don't feel pressure. And I even like think like, okay, so there was Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then I went on like to Vegas for your birthday, and then I went to Mexico for my boyfriend's friend's birthday, and that was like all in January, and I was like, that was all great, those were all like great times. But now I'm going to Paris with my family, which I'm very like grateful and excited for.
Okay, world traveler.
No, that was literally you like last summer. But I'm like so looking forward to like March, April, because I'm like, I'm not doing anything like really in March and April, because I'm like, these trips are great, but it is hard when you're like constantly like doing something and like constantly like leaving and like not at home. And like, I am such a homebody that I just like crave that time to be at home and like literally not do anything. I have like a few like little things that are like fun activities that I like to do in the winter, I think more so than the summer, and they make me feel really cozy and fun, and they help me beat the winter blues. I love finding a show to like start off, like kickstart winter time, like whether that's Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl, Vampire Diaries, like I will rewatch that season.
Something
like,
that gets you in the mood.
Cozy. Yes. Yeah, cozy. I love that.
I love seeing also in those shows, like when it's winter time in the show, and then getting like fashion inspiration from the shows, and then it like makes me excited.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that. It's so fun.
And like just binging.
Well, that makes me so excited to just like come home, cook at home, and get all cozy and like watch my show. And I watch it once a year. Also Harry Potter, sorry.
That's a fall thing for me, honestly. Yeah,
I like fall or winter. I also this winter rewatched Narnia.
Oh, I love Narnia.
That hit. Just like stuff like that, like old school things that I used to do.
I like watching comfort movies too. Like I watched Ratatouille the other day. So good.
Oh my God. I really want to rewatch that. I think also like picking up hobbies or like getting back into your hobbies. Like I love knitting, but I only love knitting in the winter. Like winter, it's a winter activity for me. You know, it's a winter hobby. I also got this like, I haven't finished it yet, but when winter first started, I got this like bedazzling kit thing.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's remember fun. That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that made me so excited to just like come home and get cozy and just like have an activity. Because you're not just like sitting in your apartment like, oh God, like I'm so sad. It's so cold, whatever.
I also wrote down like getting a hobby and I feel like having something on like a consistent basis, like signing up for like a class. We did a ceramics class like a 2 years ago or something. And it was so nice to like have something to look forward to every week.
No, exactly. And,
like, return to that and like see the same people, like going social. And like doing something in person, I feel like is so helpful.
I just totally signed up for a weekly acting class.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
On Tuesdays, which is just like so nice, like what you're saying, to have a consistent thing.
Like a group of people.
Yeah.
And then my last thing that I love doing in the winter is just finding like cozy bars and just like going to cozy bars. I love a cozy bar night.
Like and a that dark is, like wine bar or something.
And that just makes me so excited for like, because like in the weekend you're like, oh, do I really want to like go through the snow to go to this place to go to dinner? It's like, it seems like a lot, but you're if you have like one little place, you're like, oh, I'm just gonna go get a drink at this cozy bar. Like, I just love that.
In the West Village. In the West Village, God, would just hit so harder in the winter.
It would. Yeah. It really would.
Get your $20 drink.
Yeah, exactly. Don't even think about it. Those are my little things.
Hey, I feel like you're kind of really saving money because during the winter, we're not really doing
much. We're not going crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm cooking a lot too, so I feel like when I go out, it's exciting.
Something that I like to do to make myself feel better in the winter is have something to look forward to, like plan a trip. Even if it's like a small little trip or like just a small plan that you're looking forward to, I feel like that gets me through because I'm just like, oh, I'm so excited to do this.
Yeah.
Like right now it's my birthday. Like I'm very excited to do a little birthday trip.
Yeah.
Well, that's
like
so
months
fun.
Away, but I'm still really excited.
It'll come quick.
Yeah. It comes so fast.
Did you tell them like what you were going
to
do?
No, basically my plan is to, I found this like church that they converted into an Airbnb. It's upstate, and my dream was to watch the summer eclipse.
Solar eclipse.
It's happening on April 8th. I've been waiting for this day since the last solar eclipse, and the like the path of totality, which is like where you can see it the best, is like going through upstate New York. And so
side note, I saw a conspiracy theory on TikTok.
What?
About this.
Can you tell us?
Solar eclipse. This woman, I don't really know what it was, and it's probably hashtag fake news, but the point where it's like the eclipse and then something else is crossing on an X in the United States, and it's crossing, if you zoom in directly on this town in like, I don't know, Illinois or Iowa or some random place. And if you look at it, it's this very small town. There's like 500 people in it or something. And it's a known like hippie kind of town. And right next to it is a gigantic state park. And I don't know. This woman was basically saying that there's all of these kind of signs that something is happening.
Like, she was saying, oh my God, let's go.
Oh, not a conspiracy, like it's fake, but something like it's almost like 2012 again.
As if she was talking about aliens. She was talking about aliens specifically.
So it's definitely real,
So it's for sure real, but I don't know. Some stuff she was saying did make it sound interesting. Also, I think they're predicting a weird weather pattern on that day too. Whoa. So she was like, this means that the aliens are coming.
And I was like, okay. Trust those people, though. I'm like, you're tuned into something I'm not aware of. So, like,
I did see a UFO in Joshua Tree, so I believe it.
But this is what I thought was funny. I have a big picture of that.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I looked at the comments on this woman's thing, and the first comment was that she had mispronounced the name of the town that the cross was on, and I was like immediately I don't trust you anymore.
I don't trust you, You're like, you obviously don't have your facts right.
Yeah.
So where do we see that?
Yeah, so we're gonna, I rented that out, so hopefully,
Sugar Mama.
Hello.
Is there enough room for the aliens?
There actually is a lot of room, so I'll invite them over.
Side note, I believe in aliens. And I know that's crazy.
Yeah.
I believe in them.
I mean, obviously.
I believe in extraterrestrials.
I know that they're out there.
Like, I don't think they're like what we see in the movies and green and have big whatever. But my mom grew up in rural.
It's a hard word to say.
One word I cannot pronounce. Also room. Colorado. Fulfilled. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Treadmill. Whatever. Reese's. Peanut butter cup. And my mom, like, there's all these stories, like, in her town of, like, farmers and, like, ranchers, like, seeing all these things on their farms and stuff. So,
yeah,
that could be a different podcast episode where we, like, dive into conspiracy theories. I would love that.
Down.
Sorry.
I watched on my drive home from Maine last time. No. But on my drive home from Maine this last time, my sister watches this one podcast. I forget what it's called, but I will try to find it and send it or put it wherever. And it's like all these conspiracy theories, and it was so interesting.
Remember
I loved
when
listening
we
to it.
Spent that one night just going over conspiracy theories,
which was probably the best
time
of my life.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was
really
fun.
So much fun.
Okay, G, what do you do? What are your tips to get over these winter blues?
Well, we were talking about reading, and you were saying also, this is reminding me because you were saying get hooked on a really good show that you're excited about. But I wrote down getting hooked on a really good book that you're just excited to tuck into bed. And tuck into that book.
Which is why I need A Court of Rose and Thorns.
Yeah, just something that you're really, really excited to read. Because reading and being in bed and cracking the window open and there's a cold breeze in your warm apartment.
Wow.
Nothing is better. And you have a hot,
and it's so much
drink
better than
on your bedside
like
table.
Watching a screen. We're on our screens all the time.
I know.
So. It's so nice. And then also, I mean, one of my favorite things is going to the movies in general. But I think especially during the cold months. Actually, it's a great summer activity too because it's always air conditioned. But it's such a great thing to do during the winter, especially if you are doing a lot of solo time, solo experiences. I mean, it's a fun thing to do with your friends, but also if you want to get outside without making a real plan with people, just taking yourself to the movies.
And it's so cozy. The other day, I went to see Poor Things and I ordered the vodka pasta from Ruby's and I brought it.
Yes, you did.
And it brought me so much joy.
Oh my God.
This is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I love the movies. So that's a great wintertime activity. And I think we kind of talked about what else.
Also, I mean, I just feel like another theme is we're just saving money during the winter. But if you get like the Regal Pass like we have, it's like a very good incentive to go and see stuff and go use it.
Something that always makes me feel better in the winter is just seeing my friends, like making plans with my friends. Because it's such like a lonely, it's such a lonely time. And so just like, I don't know, hanging out or like FaceTiming a friend or calling a friend or like a family member. I feel like that always makes me feel better when I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, I
agree. Wrote down, this is something that I've been doing recently. I never thought to use Pinterest for recipe ideas.
Oh.
I always see them on TikTok or Instagram, whatever. But collecting, like making a board on Pinterest, if you're into Pinteresting, which I really am, and getting like some recipe ideas and then getting something they're really excited to make at home and going out to get the ingredients and
I don't know, or baking.
It's just such a fun thing. My friend Taylor for Valentine's Day, she sent me Dolly Parton's cake mix, brownie mix.
Wow.
And it was just like the sweetest. Also, I want to do that kind of thing more. She's so good about She'll just send you a gift for the for any holiday or like write you a card. I just love that. But it was such a thoughtful, like sweet surprise. And I was like, oh, this weekend I'm going to like bake my brownies.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to have that kind of thing
to
look forward to. No, I'm going to do it this weekend.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Yeah. Oh, I love baking. So I love having little things to look forward to.
Especially if
I also
it's Dolly.
Love like, yeah, oh my God, anything Dolly. I love like just like I'm just like such a little like hoarder too, like curating my recipes, curating my like knickknacks. Like I love going on eBay too, similarly to you, and like creating like all these like little folders of things I'm like never gonna buy but like want to buy, and then like putting them, screenshotting them, and like putting them in like apartment inspo folders on my like phone and stuff. I'm like such a folder girl.
Or like
on my phone.
Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. I'm
Facebook
always on there.
Except for in winter, I will not be getting anything because I'm not going in the cold.
No, but something else I was gonna say is like going on walks or like doing any sort of like exercise always makes me feel better.
Totally.
Because I feel like I spend all the time inside.
Yeah.
I bought weights.
You did?
Yeah, because I was thinking of you because Zoo was saying that she was like weightlifting.
I'm into weightlifting and now, I went like twice and now I'm a weightlifter.
You are.
Exactly. Yeah. If I do something twice, I'm like, I'm an expert. Yeah. But I bought like 10 and then 15 pound ones. Ooh.
Okay. Bodybuilder.
Okay. And alert.
Strength.
Wait, okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Thor. I don't know.
Okay. Paul's like a strong person.
And I just do a 10 minute YouTube video.
Yeah.
And it's so
there awesome. Are so many like free resources too, like online for working out. It's like insane. If I have like I have my little ball of bangles, I'll just go online, I'll look up like 10 minute ball of bangle like workout and like somebody's done it.
The internet is amazing.
It's such an amazing thing. An innovative tool. Do Tasha though?
I love Tasha. Yeah, but I have sometimes like Tasha like I need to do something. I want to do something like not Pilates oriented. Right. I want to do just like whatever. But I over Christmas break, I have the ball of bangles and then I have the ball of, I don't know, weights. I bought them. I don't know what they're called. They like look like little pills. They're like so satisfying to hold.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's just like the smooth thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I love them. And I love them. But for me, it's like I really have to like, especially in the winter, at least for me, I have to get out of my apartment to work out. Like I will sometimes do like a floor workout, but like I live in a studio apartment and it is like, when I'm in here all day long, just like working, as like I'm sure you guys can relate to, it's like it gets exhausting. It's like I just don't want to be in here, and it's like I don't feel motivated.
Yeah.
Also, my apartment gets rolling up your sleeves, so unbelievably hot. Yeah, like it's toasty in there. It's insane. So I have to like I love going out for a walk, and I love like just going to the gym because G said this one quote: "You'll never regret moving your body." And I think about
one
it
one time. Cicely,
I know. I'm like I literally quote it all the time. I'm like. And I think about it whenever I'm like, I don't want to. And then I come back and I'm like, that girl was right.
Oh my God, should I start like a workout community?
You should start like merch. A t-shirt or something. Yeah. You'll never regret moving your body. You said that and I literally, I think a light went off and I was like, ding, 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 ding.
Wow. Pure enlightenment.
No, it actually didn't enlighten me.
I also love listening to like podcasts when I'm on a walk or music. Music really gets me through. I don't know what I would do without music. Like I just put on some music when I'm in my apartment, when I'm walking, like literally all the time.
Yeah. I also like,
thank God for music.
This is like such a little random one, but I love like organizing too in the winter time. Yeah. Like I love like decluttering, going through all my stuff. This one girl I saw a couple of days ago, I forget who she was, but on TikTok posted this thing. Oh my God, it was literally Bethany Frankel. Sorry.
Oh, I love her.
I know. She was
Who told me that she has people working for her?
Yeah, me.
Tell Cicely this.
So one of my coworkers from my last job, she said that she was working on her Bethany Frankel's TikTok team. I didn't even know that she had a TikTok team.
She's a team. And you know what? That makes so much sense because I was watching her videos and I was like, this is kind of amazing that she's so good at TikTok at her age. Like, I think my mom wouldn't really know how to make a video.
My mom wouldn't know how to post it. Okay, well, that dream job
checks out. Yeah, you should apply.
I'll send her your contact.
Please. Okay. Well, pause. I'm just kidding. Please. But I love like nesting, but she said this thing where she was like, you should like live every day like you're kind of not like you're moving, but like you know when like you're moving and you're like, oh, I don't need this, I don't need this, I don't need this. She said that. She was like, you should like go through your drawers and everything and like kind of pretend like, okay, I'm moving, do I really need this? And so I like have been doing
every day.
Well, not every day, but like, you know, like every whatever, every time like you're going through it, like look at your drawer and be like, do I need this, whatever,
every single day figure out some things that you
but like constantly be like purging,
but
and
also
stuff.
Like rearranging your room. I know you love to
stop.
Like just like redoing your space, it can feel like, I don't know, exciting.
I'm like, yeah, I think I like when I moved into my apartment too, I was like so gung-ho and ready to just like get it all together, and I've kind of just like taken a pause and I'm like, we'll see what happens, you know, with the artwork and the whatever. And that's been really fun like this winter too, just kind of like going on Facebook Marketplace and like decorating.
Yeah. Also, my room can get really messy in the winter. Like, I feel like I have zero motivation. And sometimes all it takes to make me feel better is to just clean my room.
Yeah.
Like, put my clothes away.
Yeah.
Vacuum. And I feel instantly better.
Yeah. Did you figure out that good vacuum?
Oh, no. I haven't texted my mom about it. I'll text her.
We're literally grandmas. Well, I think the one thing that I wrote that we kind of talked about but didn't talk about really is just like have patience.
Yes, with
yourself. I think with yourself, with the weather, with like everything that's happening, I think it's a really good time, especially for me, to just practice patience is the winter time. Yeah,
and also know that everyone's feeling the exact same way.
Yeah, everyone's in this weather.
Yeah. We're gonna get through it.
Oui.
All right.
How do you say goodbye in French?
Au revoir.
Yeah, sorry.
Au revoir. Kisses.
Kisses.
See you next week. Bye.